I think you'll like the online version. Because when you take the online version, the VEs cut their camera feed so you can't see them and you can't hear them while you're taking the exam. So you have zero distractions. And so you have, it like takes away a lot of that pressure that you would have in person, being in a room with somebody, knowing that where you can actually feel them looking at you. But not being able to see them can give you the illusion of actually being alone and help you relax. So even though you are being watched the whole time.
That was going to be my next question. I was going to ask you if they was watching you, because, you know, that there's just too many characters out there that cheat. You know, I think if you got to cheat to pass one of these tests, you don't need to be on the radio to begin with. But I can see people doing it.
I haven't witnessed anybody cheat, but I've heard stories. So there's a whole process. Typically they prefer you to use like a bathroom, but if you use like a bedroom or a kitchen or something, they make you cover any flat surface like screens, like TVs, monitors, you cover it up with a tarp so it can't be turned on or used remotely. And yeah, they make you pick up your laptop or tablet or whatever you're taking the test on. You got to show the entire room, all four corners of the room, ceiling, floor, on the table, where you're sitting. Just make sure there's nothing written anywhere, nothing taped anywhere. And your phone and your smartwatch is off you and off to the side. Whole process, and then once all that's done, you sit down, and when you're ready to take the exam, you take the test. So it's pretty straightforward and easy, but I have heard people have stuck stuff to ceilings and wrote on walls to try to cheat. Never seen it, but I heard the stories.
I couldn't imagine trying to do that, trying to pick out questions or answers to write down out of a 400 question pool. That just seems like that'd be almost impossible to do. To me, it seems like you'd have to have a book or a computer right there next to you to look it up.
I gotta say the easiest way is studying the entire question pool, like where you can read the question, read the correct answer, and that app I told you about on the website, you could study the question pool. Then you could study the section test, because they'll have like groups, like all the questions, because they're all categorized. And when you do that, you get another variation of the wording, how the same question could be reworded. Then you can take these quizzes. And then the quiz, they change up the question just enough to try to trick you. And by doing that, and then you take the practice exams, you are exposed to every English variation of the question. And you read the correct answer on all of them, and you get 90 to 95% on the exam consistently. You will pass the exam.
Yeah, that's like it was when I took my tech. Like I said, I used Gordon West's book to read theory and everything, and, you know, rules, and then I'd sit on the computer and do practice test after practice test. Keep doing it until I was making really good scores, and then all of a sudden one night my buddy calls me up, they're testing the night, just, if you want to come in, I said, I'll be there.